Sky Broadcasting presents Three Amigos, voiced by Charlotte Strevens, on behalf of MCS Agency. On the Mexican plains, three identically dressed men sit astride their horses singing.
One for each other and all for one. The three brave amigos are we.
An Orion Pictures release.
Brother to brother and everyone, a brave amigo. Wherever they need us, our destinies lead us. Amigos, we're always together.
In association with Home Box Office. They wear wonderfully embroidered costumes and sombreros.
We are amigos. We are the three amigos. We are the three amigos.
Still riding, their hands held out, proclaiming to the world. A Landis Fulzie film with Chevy Chase as Dusty Bottoms, Steve Martin as Lucky Day, and Martin Short as Ned Niederlander. Three Amigos. The land becomes two-dimensional, like a painting. There are mountains on one side of a dusty road. On the other side, the occasional cactus pokes up out of the leafless bushes and dry grass. The mountains are much closer and look quite sheer, impossible to climb. The land becomes softer and not so harsh. Some of the trees are in flower and the sky is clear. The Rocky Mountains continue to dominate the horizon. The cacti look like upside-down swords sticking out of the ground. The plants are ferocious-looking and spiky on the top. Produced by Lorne Michaels and George Fulzie Jr. Directed by John Landis. Mexico, 1916. Sitting on horseback being led by a young boy, a pretty dark-haired Mexican woman watches a shiny new motor car driving past. It's a busy day in the town. Men on horseback, a man driving his trap led by two huge bulls, another motor car behind him. The boy leads the horse to a trough and they wait whilst it drinks. The woman notices a Mexican cowboy chewing a blade of grass, playing with the barrel of his gun as they pass by. The woman keeps looking at his gun as she stops outside the Cantina del Borracho.
Rodrigo, we will find the men we need in there.
Once inside, everyone stops what they're doing to turn around and stare at them. They're a clean-shaven businessman and rough, dirty-looking cowboys. She catches the interest of one heavily moustached cowboy, and even the bartender gives her a look.
Señores, we are from the village of Santo Poco. We have come here for your help.
They all lose interest and one by one turn away.
A very great injustice is being done. A man named El Guapo is threatening our very lives. We are looking for men who are brave enough to stand up to this tyrant.
An interested cowboy calls out to her.
Señorita, perhaps I can be of assistance.
She smiles nervously as he slowly saunters up to her. He leers at her before attempting to kiss her.
I'll help you. First, you're going to help me, darling.
Rodrigo intervenes, and there's a scuffle as they leave.
Come. They are no better than El Guapo. They will not help us. No one will help us.
Rodrigo, you must have faith. The Holy Mother will help us.
Hearing the church bell toll, they see the church. Inside, a silent film is being shown. The caption reads, "But in the village, there is trouble. Bandits have attacked and are running amok, firing their guns and taking the women." The projectionist turns the reel. The organist plays furiously in the corner. It's a full house, and lit candles are the only source of light. A gun is fired, and a villager is shot dead. When the woman and Rodrigo enter, they genuflect at the door. Meanwhile, on the screen, the villager lies dead on the ground, cradled by a señorita. Hysterically, she's pulled away. "Only one thing can save us now, the three amigos," she proclaims. Quietly, the woman and Rodrigo take a seat at the back. On the screen, "We ride," Lucky Day says proudly. "We fight," says Ned Niederlander with a wide smile. "We love," says Dusty Bottoms, giving a wink. Much to the villagers' delight and the bandits' horror, in ride the three amigos in their magnificent costumes. "You will die like dogs, amigos," the bandit leader says. "No, we will not die like dogs. We will fight like lions," says Dusty. One bandit is shot dead. Throwing his knife, Dusty gets another one right in the heart. The women scream in terror. Ned spectacularly shoots one on the balcony and one who's on the roof. He falls to his death far below. Spinning the gun impressively in his hand, Ned returns it to his holster. Lucky uses his lasso, and although he's being fired at, chases the remaining bandits. He catches them up in his rope and, throwing it over an archway, hoists them all up in the air where they dangle, kicking out furiously. "Aha," says Lucky, as he proudly raises his head, admiring his handiwork. The young woman watches enthralled. "Here is the 100,000 pesos we promised you," says the elder of the village. He hands Ned a Hessian sack full of money. Ned looks at the other two before saying, "Our reward is that justice has been done." He throws the sack back to the old man.
"Such as these, El Guapo would not dare to enter our village."
A beautiful blonde steps up to Lucky and he bends down to kiss her. "Let us give the amigo salute," he says. All three in unison cross their arms across their chests, put their hands on their hips and, turning their heads to one side, cough. The villagers clap admiringly. Outside on the street, a truck is advertising the three amigos.
"Goldsmith Pictures, Hollywood, California. Three amigos, Goldsmith Pictures, Hollywood, California."
"Me, Goss.
We have seen your deeds and think you are very great. We can pay you 100,000 pesos.
100,000 pesos? We do not have 100,000 pesos.
"Don't worry, Rodrigo, they will refuse it. But it would be an insult not to offer it to them. 100,000
pesos.
100,000 pesos if you come to Santa Poco and put on a show of your strength and stop the horrible,
evil, murdering,
villainous monster El Guapo, so that once again we can be a peaceful village."
Using a pencil, the telegrapher counts up the words.
23 pesos.
We only have 10.
Okay. I give you the 10 peso version.
He crosses out some of the words.
You are great. 100,000 pesos. If you come to Santo Poco, put on show, stop the... I'll put infamous, el guapo.
Infamous?
Si. It means murderous, evil, all like you said. And it will save you money.
Thank you.
Como no.
Goldsmith Pictures, home of the Three Amigos, is blazoned on the walls of the film lot. A security guard parades outside the main gates. Inside the opulent office, the studio magnate sits at his desk smoking a fat cigar. It's all marble and pillars.
We've got to get back to basics. Shooting for love. Wanderers of the West. The ride of the Three Amigos. All the great Amigo pictures had one thing in common. Three wealthy Spanish landowners who fight for the rights of peasants. Now that's something everyone likes. It's a people idea. It's a story a nation can sink its teeth into. But then came those darn amigos. A box office failure. Nobody went to see it because nobody cares about three wealthy Spanish landowners on a weekend in Manhattan. We strayed from the formula and we paid the price.
I thought we were quite good in it.
Good? We were great.
Why don't you tell the boys about the Cochise picture, Morty?
Sandy and Irving are working on it right now. You meet Cochise. At first, you think he's a terrible guy. You fight. Then, you get to know him, you come to respect each other, and at the end of the picture, you're friends.
We send you boys to Baja, and we shoot the picture in 8 days. What do you think?
Dressed in their civvy clothes, the amigos demur. Lucky steps forward.
That'll be the day.
What did he say?
He said that'll be the day, Mr. Flugelman.
What?
I don't think you understand who you're talking to here. We have a few items we want to straighten out first, or you might be looking at three actors who really don't feel like making a Geronimo picture.
What the hell are you talking about?
Lucky, I think maybe we should...
What we're talking about is money. Real money. Amigo money. No dough, no show.
Boys! Boys! Let me just say one thing. It'll be a cold day in hell when Harry Flugelman lets an actor tell him what to do! Do you know what the word nada means? In all those Mexican movies you made, did you ever hear that word?
Isn't that a light chicken gravy that you just...
It means nothing. Zero. Zip. It's what you're gonna have when I'm through with you. You hit Harry Flugelman on a bad day.
I'd like to continue to work for free, Mr. Flugelman.
Are you living in the studio mansion?
Yeah.
Well, not anymore, you're not. Sam!
The amigos are out of the mansion.
Where did you get those clothes? From a movie?
Yeah, the studio gave them to us. Those darn amigos.
Well, we're taking them back. Sam!
Get wardrobe over here right away. Take the amigos' clothes.
Wait a minute. You can't take our clothes. You gave us these clothes. They were presents.
Come on, wait a minute.
Lucky.
Wait a second. I think you misread who you're talking to here.
Misread? I want these schmucks off of my lot. Your asses have just been streamlined. The Three Amigos are history.
In nothing but their underwear and hats, the guys are frog-marched outside the gates and ceremoniously dumped.
And Mr. Flugelman says you're not to come back on this lot, ever.
Look, boys, I know show business. Something always turns up.
Telegram for the Three Amigos.
The telegraph boy rides off.
Three Amigos, Hollywood, California. You are very great. 100,000 pesos to come to Santa Poco, put on show stop. The infamous El Guapo.
What does that mean, infamous?
Oh, Dusty. Infamous is when you're more than famous. This man, El Guapo, is not just famous, he's infamous.
100,000 pesos to do a personal appearance with this guy, El Guapo, who is probably the biggest actor to ever come out of Mexico.
Wow, the infamous? Infamous?
Still in his underwear and bowler hat, Lucky climbs up onto the film studio wall and creeps along the top. Dusty and Ned run along the perimeter at the bottom.
Wouldn't it be easier if we just went to Flugelman and asked him for our amigo costumes?
No. Flugelman hates us right now. He's never going to give us our costumes. Lucky's right. This is the only way.
There is a large poster advertising another picture depicting a woman in restoration gown and wig. Lucky stands on the wall directly in front of it, trying to catch the others' attention who are directly below him. Finally, they look up.
This way.
Inside, they dress in their costumes. They buckle their ornately decorated belts and attach the spurs to their shiny Cuban-heeled boots. Looking in the mirror, they adjust their cravats and straighten their embroidered boleros. Finally, they fix their sombreros under their chins. The security guards do the rounds.
Turn on the lights.
Let's go, amigos!
Up in the flies, they each grab a rope and in unison swing like Tarzan across the film set.
Adios! Ha-ha!
The security guys watch agog. Back in the Mexican cantina, the pianist stops playing when a poker-faced man wearing leathers, flying cap and goggles walks in. Everyone stops to stare as he walks to the bar. They make a space for him, and without speaking, the bartender pours him a shot of tequila. The moustached cowboy who accosted the woman earlier sits up. The man throws down some coins.
I'm looking for a man by the name of El Guapo. Do you know this man?
Perhaps, senor?
Hey! Where'd you get that pretty little gun?
El Guapo will be anxious to see me. I have something he wants.
Hey, I'm talking to you. Where'd you get that pretty little gun?
I'm meeting some friends of mine here. When they get here, tell them to wait.
How will I know them?
You will know them. You will most certainly know them.
Hey. Why don't you come over here and sit on my lap? I want to show you something, honey.
Very slowly, the German turns round to look at the cowboy sitting at a table in the corner. The other drinkers move sharply away from him. The cowboy rises to his feet. The bartender discreetly ducks down behind the bar. Everyone looks tense. There's a shootout. The German returns his gun to his holster.
Anyone else with a comment?
Four bodies litter the floor. The bartender peers over the bar.
Some friends of mine will be coming here. I hope you will show them more courtesy than you have shown me. They aren't as kind-hearted as I am.
He steps over one of the bodies on his way out. In the brilliant sunshine outside, he pauses for a moment and then walks off down the bustling street. A stagecoach gallops up and stops outside the cantina. Just as they've finished clearing up inside, the three amigos, dressed in their eye-catching costume, walk in. Everyone stops and stares apprehensively.
Looks like somebody's been down here with the ugly stick. Let's go.
All eyes are on their guns as they confidently swagger up to the bar. The men at the bar grab their drinks and swiftly move away.
Excuse us. We're not Mexicans. We're from out of town. We were wondering if you could tell us where the best hotel in town is.
There's no hotel in this town.
Great. No hotel. I could kill somebody.
Excuse me. You are the...
The bartender winks at them.
Yes, we are.
We have heard of you.
No kidding.
I have a message for you. The German says to wait here.
Yeah.
Well, so long as we've got some time to kill, I think I'll have a beer.
We don't have no beer, just tequila.
What's tequila?
Yeah, it's like beer.
Is it fattening?
Fattening?
Forget it. If it's like beer, we'll have some. Three tequilas.
Sure, amigos. Enjoy yourselves. But try not to get into too much troubles, okay?
Thank you.
Turning away from the bar to acknowledge the other drinkers in the room, they knock back the tequilas. Seconds later, it affects them physically.
It's an odd taste, isn't it?
It's probably watered down.
Hey.
You know, there's something about this place. Everybody seems so grim.
Well, they're just intimidated. They've only seen us on the big screen.
Hey, we're just folks like you. Just relax.
Dusty, go on over to that piano.
Oh, no.
No.
I haven't played in so long. I couldn't.
The pianist vacates his seat pronto.
Been a long time.
All right. We're gonna do a little number for you, but remember, we're a bit rusty, so bear with us. Just like the old days.
All right.
Maestro?
Dusty turns and gives a performance smile before cueing them in.
My little buttercup has the sweetest smile.
They jump out, in, cross and turn.
Dear little buttercup, won't you stay a while?
They shuffle backwards and pat knees and hands.
Come with me where moonbeams paint the sky.
Everyone in the cantina watches deadpan.
And you and I might linger in the sweet by and by. Oh, dear little buttercup, with your eyes so blue.
They turn around and wiggle their bottoms.
Oh, little buttercup, you're a dream come true.
Lucky ties a headscarf around Ned.
You and I will settle down in a cottage built for two. Dear little buttercup, I love you.
Everybody!
My little buttercup has the sweetest...
They point.
It's my ear.
Dear little buttercup, won't you stay out?
Quiet.
You and I will settle down in a cottage built for two.
They point at everyone.
Dear little buttercup, sweet little buttercup,
my little buttercup,
I love you.
And finish by posing next to the piano.
They loved us.
Standing on the street, a biplane flies overhead.
What is that?
It's a plane.
Not just any plane. It's a Tubman 601. I flew one and little Nettie goes to war.
What's it doing here?
I think it's a mail plane.
How can you tell?
Well, didn't you notice its little balls?
Ned laughs at his own joke. Lucky doesn't get the joke, neither does Dusty.
Let's go find out where we're supposed to be. Yeah.
They walk off just as two smartly dressed men come up behind them.
Mensch, Maya cooked it, Iman.
The men go into the cantina.
Look at the two little sissies!
They shoot five cowboys on the balcony. They fall onto the bar below. The bartender slowly emerges from the wreckage.
The style's getting too rough for me.
Carmen, the three amigos. I saw them coming out of the cantina.
Carmen and Rodrigo leave the church and run towards them.
You are the three amigos?
Yes, we are.
Gracias, adios. Gracias, adios.
She kisses their hands.
Told you we were big down here.
Come, we will take you to Santa Poco.
Oh, great!
Bye.
With Carmen riding side saddle on a donkey and Rodrigo walking his horse in front, he slowly leads the amigos across the Mexican plains. Three of them are sitting one behind the other on his horse. It's monotonous and scrubby land and stretches as far as the eye can see. The village is a succession of simple stone houses, cattle in their pens and chickens and geese running freely. Standing outside their houses or in their yards, the villagers somberly watch their arrival.
These men are three amigos. Do you think they can protect us from El Guapo?
With a flourish of his gun, Lucky and the others dismount.
Señores, welcome to Santo Poco.
Here you go. Dusty Bottoms.
Dusty signs his autograph on the prepared speech.
Can I have your watch when you are dead?
What did he say?
They eat a simple meal with Carmen and her family, watched by the other villagers.
That's good. Very good. Muy bien.
Carmen's mother smiles at them. The sisters whisper to each other. Lucky smiles and looks up to find Carmen smiling at him. Dusty doesn't know how to eat the soft tortilla wraps. The filling keeps falling out of the bottom every time he goes to take a bite.
We are honored to have you in our home.
Do you have anything besides Mexican food?
Lucky, how's this show supposed to work anyway?
Well, I talked to Rodrigo tonight. He's the kid. He was kind of hazy on the details. But as far as I can figure,
El Guapo's coming in a day or two. He rides in and acts like he owns the place. We come out, put on a big show, and pretend like we run him off. It's pretty much what we did in Shooting for Love.
Sandwiched together in just the one small bed, they reflect.
Hey, Lucky, what are you going to do with your share? Car. A big, shiny, silver car. I'll drive all over Hollywood. Show Flugelman a thing or two. What about you?
New York. Maybe Paris. A lot of champagne. Parties. Be a big shot for a while. How about you, Ned?
I'm going to start a foundation to help homeless children.
That occurred to me to do that at one point, too.
Oh, well, I meant that I would do that first, and then I would get a big shiny car.
Or after I didn't come back.
Hey, let's go get some more tequila.
El Guapo, he said to wait here.
By the time he's here, we'll be back.
See?
Let's go to Santo Poco. They'll be glad to see us.
The bandit smashes his empty bottle against the boulder.
Pero una pachanga loca, muchachos!
Firing their guns into the air, the three bandits get on their horses and gallop off. Carmen and her sisters are washing clothes outside under the shade of the trees.
Which one do you like best, Carmen? I like the one who's not so smart. Which one is that?
Juanita.
Si? Madre de Dios! Bandidos! Bandidos! Sooner than expected. I must warn the three amigos. Bandidos!
Gathering up the child and leaving the washing where it is, the women run back to the village as the bandits gallop towards them.
They are coming! They are coming!
Who?
El Guapo and his men!
Already? Well, we'll start to get ready then. They want us to do the show now.
Great, I thought we were going to have a rehearsal.
Obviously not.
So what? They've probably done it a million times, and we know what we're doing.
Vienen! Vamos! Vamos! Vamos!
Looks like there's about three of them.
Perfect. Rodrigo said there'd be 50, now there's three. We better not try to cut our money.
Where's our tequila? We're waiting!
The bandits shoot at the cantina and hanging basket outside it. The three amigos in costume come down the outside steps from their room and watch.
Hey, those guys look pretty good.
Are you kidding? They're doing every cliche in the book.
We'll give them about 30 more seconds. I hope those horses they got for us are okay.
I have to come into that cantina! Somebody's gonna die!
Okay, amigos, this is it. Ned, big smile, Dusty. Just relax and have fun with it.
We're just gonna have fun with it.
Two villagers hand up the bottles of tequila.
I'm Lucky Dave.
I'm Ned Niederlander.
I'm Dusty Bottom. So together we're
the Three Amigos.
They give their salute and go into their set routine. A do-si-do, a figure of eight, and a shuffle. Carmen brings out the horses. Baffled, the bandits look at them. In unison, the three amigos leap up on their horses. They ride right up to the bandits and line up facing them.
Well, you slime-eating dogs, you scum-sucking pigs, you sons of a motherless goat.
Son of a motherless goat? And who are you?
Wherever there is injustice, you will find us. Wherever there is suffering, we'll be there. Line.
Wherever liberty is threatened, you'll...
Wherever liberty is threatened, you will find...
The Three Amigos!
Firing their guns into the air, they ride in circles around the bandits.
Arriba!
Who are these monkeys? I don't know!
Woo! Did you kill them?
No! Let's go tell El Guapo what we've seen here!
The bandits ride off. From the window, Carmen looks ecstatic.
And stay out!
Carmen comes rushing out of the house.
Nice show.
Not bad for a matinee.
Damn it, I forgot a line, though.
Never pick it up. No, never notice it.
She runs towards them, followed by the villagers who appear from their houses. The amigos are surrounded.
¡Que vivan los amigos! ¡Que vivan los amigos!
¡Viva los amigos!
¡Viva los amigos!
Astride their horses, they wave to the excited villagers. Dusty throws them a kiss.
They're really starved for entertainment around here.
I'm telling you, I've been in this situation before. We ask for the money now while they're excited.
¡Viva los amigos! You were magnificent.
innocent.
Oh, we were okay.
Two of El Guapo's men ride through the gates of his fortress. He's in the courtyard setting up for a photograph.
Then what happened?
Then they got on their horses. They rode all over the town, shooting their pistolas up in the air. And they called us scum-sucking pigs. Us! What should we do, El Guapo?
Tomorrow, I will take 50 men with me, find these three gringos, open their stomachs, grab their intestines, and squeeze the shit out of them!
The photograph is a tableau of an exotic harem with slaves and Nubians.
Perfect.
The Nubian holding the flash smiles when it goes off. It's night. The village of Santa Porco is having a party. Lucky dances with Carmen. Her parents dance. Everyone is dancing. The musicians stand on a raised dais playing guitars, trumpet and fiddle. There are fireworks going off everywhere. Smiling, Dusty dances his partner around. Everyone looks happy. Ned shows off doing some fancy footwork opposite his partner. The firework display is lit, and the Catherine Wheel sparks shoot off prettily in all directions as they whirl around. Dusty is surrounded by an audience of women and dramatically plays the guitar and sings. Lucky's party piece is with his lasso, which he twists and turns around himself like a hula hoop in front of an enchanted Carmen. He bows with aplomb at the end. Carmen's sister listens with rapt attention to Dusty.
Do you have a girlfriend back home, Dusty?
No. Never really had time for that sort of thing. Being so busy.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Oh, yeah. Sure, lots of times.
Would you like to kiss me?
Yeah.
Well?
What, now? Here?
Well, we could take a walk and you could kiss me on the veranda.
Lips would be fine.
One time, Dorothy Gish was visiting me on the set of Little Nettie, Grab Your Gun. And she came up to me and she looked me in the face, and I'd never met her. I'd just known her from the films, you know, Dorothy Gish, Lillian's sister. And she looked me in the eyes and she said, "Young man, you have got it."
Ned holds court.
And
in front of children.
Dorothy Gish. It's a true story.
The church bell is right opposite the Omigo's room. Sitting up in bed, they're all awake and bleary-eyed.
Next time we come here, I'm going to ask for a different room.
Amigos, El Guapo himself is here, with all his men, just outside the village. I have your horses waiting. You must ride against him now.
What is she talking about?
I don't know.
In his stripy nightshirt, Lucky looks out of the window. 25 bandits gallop into the village and assemble in the center.
Looks like we got another show to do.
Great.
Let's get it over with.
Yeah.
Half asleep, Ned falls out of bed. El Guapo sits on his horse, smoking a big cigar.
Let's go!
In costume, they mount their horses and go to confront El Guapo.
They are so brave.
The three amigos face a line of horses with the whole village tensely watching behind them.
It's a pleasure working with you.
Well, you dirt-eating piece of slime, you scum-sucking pig, you son of a motherless goat.
Who are you? Wherever there is injustice, you will find us. Wherever there is suffering, we'll be there. Tell us we will die like dogs.
What?
Tell us we will die like dogs. You will die like dogs.
No, we will not die like dogs. We will fight like lions, because we are the Three Amigos.
They salute.
Arriba!
Firing into the air, they ride around in circles and then in a figure of eight. Puzzled, El Guapo and his men observe, unmoved.
I like these guys. They are funny guys. Just kill one of them.
Carmen covers her mouth, gasping, as Lucky falls.
Hold it! Hold it! Lucky, geez, you all right?
What happened?
I don't know.
Oh, geez.
They help him up and brush him down.
Ow! Ow!
What?
Oh, ow! Oh!
Lucky touches his upper arm and holds out a bloodied finger.
Wait a second.
He marches over to Jefe.
Let me see that.
He gestures to Jefe's gun.
Come on. Oh, great! Real bullets!
Oh, well.
I'll keep this.
You're in a lot of trouble, mister.
Excuse me. It's real.
What?
This is real.
You mean...
Yes. They are going to kill us.
One by one, their faces crumble.
Like to say that on behalf of the Three Amigos, we're very, very sorry. We'd like to go home now.
Carmen's parents look at each other doubtfully.
You see, sir, we're not gunfighters. We're movie stars.
Movie stars?
Yeah, actors, entertainers.
Carmen's face falls.
You know, we sing and dance.
Yeah, you know.
My little buttercup has the sweetest smile.
They give a little demonstration.
Don't you want to die like dogs?
Well, if there's any way of avoiding that part of it.
El Guapo only kills men.
does not kiss crying women. So go, you big movie stars.
Thank you.
Faster! Firing his gun into the air, the three amigos leap on their horses and gallop off.
People of Santo Foco, you were very foolish to bring men to try to stop El Guapo. You have heard me. Buenos dias, señorita.
He tips his hat at Carmen and rides right up to her. Looking at her lustily, he slowly lights a cigar. She meets his eyes with hatred. Jefe grins.
You see, Jefe? A rose can bloom in the desert.
Taking a bundle of dynamite from his saddlebag and lighting it with his cigar, he throws it at Jefe, who catches it.
Jefe! Santo Poco is no longer under my protection.
He pulls Carmen up over his horse in front of him and gallops off.
The town is yours, muchachos!
On horseback, Jefe opens the church door and hurls in the bundle of dynamite. The church explodes, and they begin to destroy the village. Firing their guns into the air, the bandits plow through the villagers on horseback. They set fire to the houses and shacks and cause as much mayhem as they can. Even the picture of the Madonna burns. Terrified, the villagers flee for their lives. When the three amigos return, no one acknowledges them. They're too busy clearing up the damage. Rodrigo opens the window and sees them. Disillusioned, he shuts it again.
Afternoon.
Stony-faced, Carmen's parents open the door.
We'll just get our things and go.
There is nothing of yours here. El Guapo has taken everything.
Sorry.
Did you see a pair of cufflinks? They were mother of pearl.
Dusty. Where's Carmen?
El Guapo has taken her too.
Distressed, they close the door in their faces.
Let's go back to Hollywood.
The sooner the better.
It's too hot down here.
Bad for my hay fever.
We don't belong down here anyway.
Where's Ned?
Ned is loading up his gun with real bullets.
Ned, what are you doing?
What do we have to go back to? We have no jobs, no money. Place to live, no friends, no women, no self-respect.
Oh, hold on, wait.
Ned, we could get killed. Back there, the three amigos are already dead. Here, we could be the three amigos for real. I'm drawing a line.
He draws a line in the dirt with his foot.
Men are mice. What'll it be?
Lucky and Dusty look at one another. Coming to a decision, Lucky tightens his sombrero under his chin and spins the gun from his holster. He fearlessly strides towards Ned and stands by his side. The two of them face Dusty. Dusty pulls his sombrero from behind his neck onto his head and hesitates. Touching his gun, he nearly shoots his foot by mistake. He marches over to join them. Giving their salute, they leap onto their horses and, as one, gallop off into the sunset along the plain. Sitting around a campfire, they turn some food on a spit. A tortoise sits near Dusty's shoulder on a rock.
Great job catching the food, Ned.
Oh, thanks, Lucky. How do you like your bat, Dusty?
Medium rare.
Dusty bites into his bat. Delicately, Lucky eats his. It's crispy. He's pleasantly surprised.
How far do you think we rode before we had to go back and get directions?
Just 3 or 4 miles.
Ned's bat is tough.
Ned, read those instructions again.
All righty. All right. We go east through the desert until we come to the singing bush.
The singing bush?
When we find the singing bush, we say the magic chant, each fire one shot in the air, and that will summon the invisible swordsman. And he will then show us the way to El Guapo's.
You want your wings?
No, fine.
Lucky hands his bat wing to Dusty.
Oh, great, thanks.
Well, good night.
Ned settles down to sleep.
Look at the little fella. He's tuckered out already.
What was that?
It's just a coyote.
Oh. I never slept outside before.
Take it easy. Dusty.
Relieved, Ned sits up again. Lucky smiles at him.
Arizona moon keeps shining. From the desert sky above, you know pretty soon that big yellow moon will light the way back to the one you love.
A tawny owl flies down to listen.
Shadows on the trail.
A mountain lion pads up to hear. A rabbit pops out of its burrow.
Little cowboy, close your eyes and dream.
A grey wolf joins them.
All the doggies are in the corral. All of your work is done. Just close your eyes and dream, little pal. Dream all. Someone.
The horses sing the chorus. The tortoise sways his head from side to side. The owl ripples his body in time to the rhythm.
Blue shadows on the trail. Soft wind blowing through the trees above. All the other little cowboys back in the bunkhouse now. So close your eyes and dream.
they sing themselves to sleep.
Night, Lucky. Night, Dusty.
Good night, Ned.
Good night, Ned.
The tortoise speaks.
Good night, Ned.
Good night, Lucky.
Good night, Dusty.
Dusty puts down his guitar and goes to sleep, watched by the wolf, the owl, the tortoise, and the horses. In the blistering midday heat, the three amigos ride across a desert plain. It's so hot that the air shimmers. The sun is a fireball in the sky. Sweat runs down their exhausted faces. Stopping, Lucky shakes the last few drops of water from his canteen into his mouth. Ned follows suit and finds his full of sand. Dusty's canteen is so full of water he can have a bath with the stuff. The others, desperately parched, look on as he pours the water into his mouth and lets it spill down his front. Then he gargles, spits, and rinses. He throws the canteen down, and the remains soak into the caked earth. Lucky looks at it longingly. Dusty then takes a little pot and applies some lip balm to his lips.
Lip balm?
They ride along a narrow trail between a ravine and see a singing bush made up of three different types of foliage.
She'll be riding six white horses when she
comes. The amigos dismount and approach the singing bush.
Excuse me. Come on, are you the singing bush?
Follow the sea with a yo-ho, we'll blow the man down. Pay attention and listen.
Let me talk to him. Excuse us. Are you the singing bush?
Yo-ho, blow the man down. Yo-ho, blow the man down.
Hello?
Yo-ho, blow the man down.
Hi.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
Excuse us!
Good night, ladies. Good night, ladies. Good night, ladies. We're gonna leave you now. Merrily we roll.
Forget
along,
it.
Roll
my
along,
guess is this
along,
is the singing bush.
Let's go summon the invisible swords.
Summon the invisible swords. Can't believe I'm doing this.
Ned takes out his notebook and reads the instructions.
You know, let me see here. We each have to fire one shot in the air, say the magic chant, and the invisible swordsman will appear.
He fires his pistol in the air and hands the book to Lucky.
Chup, 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 chup,
Nanny! Well, I got an old mule, her name is Sal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. She's a good old...
Harley, 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 Harley,
Harley, Harley, Harley, Harley, Harley,
Dusty catches the book Lucky throws.
And
an imprint appears in the earth.
Great! You've killed the invisible swordsman!
Ned holds up an invisible arm and drops it.
He's dead, all right.
How was I supposed to know where he was?
You were supposed to fire up. We both fired up. It's like living with a six-year-old.
Now we'll never find El Guapos. He was the only one who could show the way. We're lost.
The biplane flies overhead.
It's the Tubman 601 we saw in Diablo.
I bet it's going to El Guapo's.
Mount up!
Lucky holds his hand up rigidly, palm facing.
It means get on your horses.
Which nobody can deny.
A bandit sits on an archway keeping watch as a piñata is carried in through the gates of the fortress. A woman goes inside the house to speak to Carmen.
Guapo's birthday. And tonight, you are to be a Guapo's woman.
I would sooner die.
Let me prepare you for the way a Guapo makes love. Tell me, Carmen, do you know what foreplay is?
No.
Good. Neither does El Guapo.
Jefe! The German arrived yet?
Not yet, El Guapo. Many presents have been coming for your birthday.
German has the only presents I want. Guns! Guns so that the name of El Guapo will be hanging on everyone's lips.
He will be here, El Guapo. But I think he would like your other presents, too. I have put many beautiful piñatas in the storeroom, each of them filled with little surprises.
Many piñatas?
Oh, yes, many!
Would you say I have a plethora of piñatas?
A what?
A plethora.
Oh, yes, you have a plethora.
Jefe, what is a plethora?
Why, Guapo?
Well, you told me I have a plethora. And I just would like to know if you know what a plethora is. I would not like to think that a person would tell someone he has a plethora and find out that that person has no idea what it means to have a plethora.
Forgive me, Guapo. I know that I, Jefe, do not have your superior intellect and education. But could it be that once again, you are angry at something else and are looking to take it out on me?
Like what, Jefe?
Could it be because you are turning 40 today?
No.
Could it be because Carmen chooses to sleep in her cell instead of with you? Mm. Why don't you just take her? When you want cattle, you take the cattle. When you want food, you take the food. When you want a woman, you just take the woman. Why don't you just take her?
Jefe. You do not understand women. You cannot force open the petals of a flower. When the flower is ready, it opens itself up to you.
When do you think Carmen will open up her flower to you?
Tonight, or I will kill her. El Guapo! Ahí viene el avión! There's the German now. Right on time.
He looks at his stopwatch.
We must make him welcome.
The amigos have followed the direction of the plane.
This way, boys.
With Lucky in the lead, they dismount.
Stay.
Dusty commands his horse. From their hiding place on top of some rock, the amigos look at El Guapo's fortress. It's a large sandstone building with high walls and a bell tower.
Down! My God.
A posse of riders gallop out from the massive front gates.
We're gonna have to figure out a way to get inside.
It looks impossible.
Lucky, those walls are 25 feet high. There's a guard at every post. There's no way we'll ever get in there.
I think Dusty's right.
Well, we're just gonna have to use our brains.
Damn it.
Guapo! Here come the gun!
Four wooden oblong boxes are brought in through the gates by the two Germans.
Vámonos! Apúrese!
Grinning, El Guapo comes over to have a look. The German smiles, satisfied. He removes a rifle from the box, loads it with ammunition, and hands it to El Guapo.
Jefe, what's his name?
That's Paco.
Paco! Take off your hat! Hold it up! Higher!
El Guapo takes aim. Paco falls from the roof to his death.
You lived up to your promise. You will be my guest at the celebration today. A little party my men are throwing for me.
The Amigos creep around the outside of the wall. They're not very nimble and bang into each other. They freeze when some of El Guapo's men walk past. Unnoticed, they continue. A wonderful array of coloured piñatas are strung up like an umbrella from a central pole in the courtyard.
Yeah.
That is good, yeah.
Hundreds of paper decorations dangle from each rope. Jefe leads as everyone, including the German and his comrades, fire their guns into the air. Outside, the Amigos creep nearer.
This is where we'll climb up. What about that guard?
Ned points to the roof.
I'll throw a rock and distract him.
Okay.
But I would throw it out there somewhere, maybe toward that tree. Try and hit that cat. No, in the dry riverbed. They're sneaking.
The guard, struck by the rock first time, falls at their feet.
Let's go.
All three begin to scramble up the wall. On the other side, El Guapo admires a huge piñata.
Like it, El Guapo. A bonita, jefe.
At the top of the wall, Lucky looks down into the courtyard below and gives the signal to the other two. Picking up a rope from the pole, Dusty swings right across the courtyard. He crashes through a balcony into an upstairs room. Ned holds another rope. Dusty skids across the room into the wardrobe. Carmen looks up from reading. Ned takes off, but gets his feet stuck in a piñata halfway across. When Lucky sallies forth, he stops short and falls into the middle of the courtyard. Standing up, he's surrounded by a circle of cocked pistols.
Seize him!
He points at El Guapo. Ned is still hanging up there.
So far, so good.
What was that noise?
I do not know.
The guard backs out of Carmen's room. She goes over to the wardrobe and opens the doors.
I have three demands. One, that you stop harassing the people of Santo Poco. Two, that all the land of Mexico be redistributed equally among the people, and a proportional system of government be established, consisting of three separate but equal branches, the legislative, the executive, and the judicial. And three,
that the girl Kerber be returned to me unharmed.
Amigo, why you come here? You don't belong. Now we have to kill you.
Take him away.
Excuse me. Did you say kill me?
The birthday celebrations begin. In a procession, the musicians jauntily dance down the steps from the balcony into the courtyard below. The bandits clap and keep time to the music. Guns are fired. El Guapo and his woman laugh, enjoying themselves. Down in the dungeons.
You see, under my system, you would no longer be under the thumb of El Guapo, but you would be free to determine your own destiny. You see, under a strong federal system, you would have certain rights. You see, for example, owning property. You could have a beautiful little casa on the mesa. You know, I can see it now with your little banditos running everywhere, playing in the yard.
Smiling, the fiddler plucks his strings. One of the Germans claps as he watches Guapo dancing with Conchita in the center. Guapo does a little solo before Jefe and his partner join in. Guapo's men are drunkenly dancing and swaying in time to the music. Ned is still up there, hanging on for grim death. The music is infectious. As he watches from above, Ned begins to smile.
We have a plan.
What is it?
First we break into El Guapo's fortress.
And that you've done. Now what?
Well, we really didn't expect the first part of the plan to work, so we have no further plan. Sometimes you can overplan these things. So give me a second to talk to Lucky, and I'll get back to you.
Wait! There's a guard outside the door.
Cautiously opening the door, Dusty peeps out. The guard is asleep on a chair. Dusty cannot bring himself to knock him out. In the end, Carmen does it for him. She hits the guard on the head with the butt of his gun.
Quick! You must dress in his clothes. Then you will be able to move freely in the courtyard.
In the dungeon, Lucky is manacled to a set of chains attached to some weights and pulleys.
Come and get him, buddy, drop.
The guard drops the keys on the floor about 6 feet away from Lucky.
So I just wait here then?
Dusty is now dressed as a bandit.
Okay, you go get the horses. Meet us out front.
That's a good plan.
Lucky tries to pull his arms away from the wall. The chain is attached to a weight. As he pulls his arms away from the wall, the weight rises from the floor. He can't keep it up. He manages to take a few steps forward before being flung back against the wall. Ned is now looking down at the banqueting table and sees Dusty nonchalantly enter the courtyard. Dusty is suddenly collared by a drunken bandit who lurches them over to a group standing opposite El Guapo. Jefe shoots his gun into the air for attention. Ned jumps. They all raise their tequila bottles.
Today, he is 33 years old. Salud!
Everyone drinks.
On behalf of myself, Jefe, and the rest of the boys, we chipped in and got you this gift. Conchita!
Conchita brings Jefe a parcel wrapped in a sheet of newspaper with a colored paper bow. He puts it in front of El Guapo.
What can you say about such men?
El Guapo opens it.
It's a sweater! It's a sweater!
The men look bashful.
Jefe.
He embraces Jefe. In the dungeon, Lucky is still battling with the pulley and weights. Grabs the pulley and is flung back against the wall.
Ow.
My men, my compadres, what we have done together. I know each one of you like I know my own smell. Carlos! We fought together the priests of this mission.
Pedro!
We crushed the federales in the plains of Oaxaca!
Pedro! You!
Jose! Together we
burn the village!
Burn the village!
the horses!
Raise the horses!
And we...
Rode off on the women!
Rode off on the women! And...
We plundered!
Plundered! And...
Pruned!
Pruned the...
The hedges!
Hedges!
Of many small villages!
Of many small villages!
Who the hell are you?
Another one of the goddamn gringos! Take this monkey away! Put him with the other Yankee maricon! What is happening around here today? Are gringos falling from the sky?
Ned crashes down on the banqueting table.
Yes, El Guapo. Now we have all the amigos. Take him away!
One moment, please. I know who this man is.
You do?
Yes. It is Ned Niederlander.
Who?
You are my favorite star of the silver screen.
Really?
In Germany, the cinema is very popular. I have seen all of your films, including when you were known as Little Neddy Knickers.
Oh. Well, that was a long time ago.
It was this man who inspired me to learn the art of the quick draw. I looked up to this man. I studied his every move. It was my dream to be as fast as Ned Niederlander. I practiced every day for hours and hours. He was a god to me.
A god? Well, I don't know about that, but it is nice to meet a fan. You know, often I think that...
But then I found out about movie tricks. Trick photography. I was crushed. I never use trick photography. That is impossible. No one can be as fast as you appear to be.
I am that fast.
We shall see.
Happy to. Does anybody have a watch? Preferably one with a second hand?
I got a stopwatch. No stopwatch. As you Americans say, we will play for keeps. Give me back his gun.
Leave him here. He might like to see his friend die.
I've seen it.
Lucky finally grabs and holds the pulley. But when he pulls it towards him, the chain around his right ankle pulls his leg backwards and up into the air, like a pose. He pulls the opposite lever into place. It releases the tension of the chains, the weights drop, and everything goes slack. He grabs the keys on the floor.
You don't understand. I don't shoot at people. You see, it's against my upbringing. Call it etiquette, whatever. You know, I was thinking...
Like greased lightning, the German shoots a hanging paper decoration.
I've waited for years for this moment.
The German goes off to prepare. Hefe gets up out of his seat and, going over to Ned, throws his arm around his shoulder. He marches him for 20 paces in the opposite direction. The German turns to face him at the other end. Hefe sharply turns Ned around. Sitting on a high-backed velvet chair, Guapo lights himself a cigar. Hefe is then handed a massive gun.
You want to die with a man's gun. Not a little sissy gun like this.
Enough! Take the gun, let's go!
Hefe tucks Ned's gun into his own belt. Ned takes the new one. It's so heavy, the weight of it pulls him off balance. He can hardly place it in his holster. Hefe kisses both his cheeks. He goes back to his seat on the dais. Tension mounts as Ned and the German face each other. Lucky comes up from the dungeons and creeps along the corridor, expecting opposition at any moment. Enjoying the entertainment, El Guapo smokes his cigar. Lucky jumps out onto the upstairs veranda. No one is there. He spots the duel taking place down below. As the German's eyes narrow, so Ned's widen. Ned is the fastest shot, and the whiplash from the gun causes him to be propelled backwards, skidding into the side of a horse. The impact makes him throw his gun up into the air. Lucky catches the gun and shoots the German's comrade. Dusty throws his knife and pins the other one down. Ned picks himself up and shoots the bandit on the roof. El Guapo pokes his gun into Dusty's chest.
I've had enough of these Yankees.
Not so fast, El Guapo. Or I'll fill you so full of lead you'll be using your dick for a pencil.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
I think he means that if you...
Shut up! So, you thought you could outsmart the amigos. Well, not this time. Dusty, cover El Guapo.
Dusty points a gun at El Guapo's face.
Now, everybody, throw down your guns. Do as he says. Not you, Dusty.
Sorry.
Dusty picks his gun up.
Okay, now, everybody lay down and put your hands behind your head. Ned, open the gates.
Ned runs through the line of prostrate bodies to the main gate and struggles with the wooden crossbar. Dusty comes to help him. As soon as they open the gates, Carmen is waiting with the horses. Still pointing his gun at Guapo, Lucky joins them, and they gallop off.
And don't try to touch those guns.
Yeah, yeah.
Kill them!
Furiously, El Guapo picks up his gun and shoots. Everyone prepares to give chase. The amigos and Carmen have a good head start. Taking his hat from Conchita, Guapo puts it on. The German angrily calls out. He's still impaled by Dusty's knife. An impressive number of riders spew from the gates and gallop off after the amigos. Conchita sadly holds up Guapo's stripy sweater as she and the rest of the women wave from the gates. In the middle of the desert, the three amigos come across a biplane. They stop.
Ned, what luck! It's a Tubman 601! You can fly one!
Yeah, didn't you fly one and Little Nettie Goes to War?
Well, not exactly. Actually, my stuff ended, but I'm pretty sure I can remember.
El Guapo and his men thunder along behind. With Ned at the controls and Carmen sitting behind, Lucky and Dusty are lying across the opposing wings. It's a bumpy and out-of-control ride. At one point, the plane heads directly for El Guapo and his men. The plane swoops and dives off ahead, Guapo and his men following far behind. It's a hairy descent. Watched by the villagers having a drink in the cantina, Ned manages to land the plane right in the middle of the village.
Son los tres amigos!
The villagers pour out of their houses and surround them. Dusty lifts Carmen down, and she runs up to her parents and hugs her father and mother.
El Guapo is on his way.
Someday the people of this village will have to face El Guapo. We might as well do it now.
In a way,
All of us have an El Guapo to face someday.
For some, shyness might be their El Guapo. For others, a lack of education might be their El Guapo. For us, El Guapo is a big dangerous guy who wants to kill us. But as sure as my name is Lucky Day, the people of Santa Poco can conquer their own personal El Guapo, who also happens to be the actual El Guapo.
We want to defend ourselves, but how?
By using the skills and the talents of the people of Santa Poco. This is not a town of weaklings. You can turn your skills against El Guapo. Now, what is it that this town really does well?
We can sew.
There you go, you can sew. If only we had known this earlier.
Ned, Dusty.
Sewing.
Remember our film, Amigos, Amigos, Amigos?
Yes.
Remember what we did in that movie?
Gee, do you think it could work?
It's got to work. It's our only hope.
El Guapo and his men gallop across the plains. Carmen, her mother and sister are frantically sewing on their treadle sewing machines. Carmen's father pushes a chicken off the table by the door before he can put some more bales of cloth down. Even the oldest members of the village are sewing. They pedal away furiously with their feet. Dusty instructs the men where to dig the hole. They shovel up spade after spade of gravel. Ned proves he's quite a dab hand at sewing on the machines. He turns the wheel by hand. El Guapo and his men reach the outskirts of the village. Not a soul is in sight when they gallop in. Perplexed, they assemble in the middle of the village. The amigos shoot from the balcony.
There they are! Move!
Lucky shoots from an upstairs window.
Now they're over there and Wabu!
Dusty shoots from a different window.
Now they're over there!
The amigos now shoot from on top of the roof.
They're over there!
The bandits assemble, confused.
Now they're over here!
Wherever the bandits shoot, there is an amigo.
What the hell is happening around here? Shoot! Shoot!
Three of the bandits give chase and fall into the trap, a hole full of water.
Adios, El Guapo!
The bandits begin to desert El Guapo and ride off.
Come back, you cowards! You traitors!
I'm still here, El Guapo!
Jefe is shot, and shooting his gun straight up into the air falls flat on his face in the dirt. The gun battle continues between El Guapo and the Amigos until his horse falls over.
Die, you stupid horse!
On foot, Guapo shoots with both guns. He catches a bullet and clutches his chest as he goes down. The fall is cushioned by a dead bandit underneath him. As El Guapo lies there, all the villagers reappear. Every single person, big or small, fat or thin, is dressed exactly like the three amigos. Surrounding him, they all lower their pointed guns.
That was some good drink. Come closer. I have something to tell you.
Dusty approaches and bends down towards him. Guapo shoots him in the foot.
That was a good trick, too.
Suddenly, his head falls back. He's dead.
I'm gonna miss you, Señor Dusty.
I'm gonna miss you, too, Pablo. I want you to have my watch.
Pablo gives him a cuddle as he takes the watch.
I want to go with you.
No, Pablo. There's still much to be done here. Your village needs you. And your family needs you. We are men without homes. We were meant to wander.
You will always have a home here with us in Santa Poco.
Goodbye, Dusty.
Downcast, Carmen's sister gives him a kiss.
You have done what you said you would do. Long will the memory of the three amigos live in the hearts of the people of Santa Poco.
Holding a red carnation, Carmen walks up to Lucky. He sweetly gives her a kiss.
I'll come back one day.
Why?
Well, I thought that maybe you and I could.
Oh. Con permiso.
A stunningly curvy señorita makes her way through the crowd, walks up to Ned, and kisses him passionately. The others can't believe his luck.
Hasta luego, Ned.
Let's ride.
The three amigos mount their horses and pull their sombreros onto their heads.
We are proud to give you all that we have.
Here, I'll take that.
Ned catches the leather pouch of gold coins, and all three look at one another.
Our reward is that justice has been done.
He throws it back to Carmen's father.
And remember, wherever there is injustice, you will find us.
Wherever there is suffering, we'll be there.
Wherever liberty is threatened, you will find
the three amigos!
Yeah! All three horses rear up on their hind legs.
Let's ride! Yeah!
They turn as one and ride away, the villagers happily waving after them, Pablo cherishing his pocket watch. Three amigos gallop off into the sunset.
Let's ride!
The end.
One for each other and all for one. The three brave amigos are we.